Hello, and welcome to our newsletter. We are happy to announce that we will be doing another two-day class, Making the Numbers Work in Construction, on Thursday and Friday, October 29th and 30th this year. This investment in this class is $349 per login, and we have a special rate of $150 for previous attendees for this class. Now, I'd like to read you a short note that came in this morning from a contractor who attended our online class on April 23rd and 24th this year. You two did a really nice job on the two-day intensive class. I went away with so much to implement in my business, and I started immediately to put things into practice. What I learned was easily worth 10 times what I paid for the class. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad he got good mileage out of the class, okay? Now, we will start the two-day class at 8 a.m. Pacific time and take a one-hour lunch break at 11 a.m., on Pacific time. And that way, the folks on the Eastern time zone will be done by 6 p.m. both days. I've said many times that I wish someone had provided this kind of information when I got into this business many years ago. Okay. We will also be doing two more online classes scheduled this summer, July 9th on working with subcontractors and suppliers, and July 23rd working with architects and designers. In both these classes, we will discuss the nuances of working with other people, and then open the class up for questions. And those who've attended our classes previously know that the presentations I do and then the follow-up questions usually take right at a full hour. Okay, now, time to move on to this week's newsletter. This week, we're going to talk about on-the-job training in construction. Training is important in construction, especially today when there's a shortage of up-and-coming people in the trades. A general contractor sent a note asking about a situation he's facing with one of his subs who is training an apprentice. Question: I had a sub send a journeyman and an apprentice plumbers to a T&M job. It took a long time with the journeyman giving him all of the guidance. I understand you need to teach, but is it wrong for me to ask this teaching only happen on hard, quote, jobs? I do have the job in budget. Just curious if I'm out of line here. The plumber worked on T&M on this job, but the contractor had a firm price quote to the customer. I believe in fixed-figure contracts. This is my response. I believe in fixed-figure lump-sum agreements between clients and contractors, and I think the same applies to subs working for generals. General contractors need to request and get a firm fixed figure quotes from their specialty contractors for the work to be done on a job so everyone knows how much money the job will cost. This also leaves room down the road for little disagreements about the price. If the general contractor is clear on what they want done, the specialty contractor should have no problem giving a fixed figure quote for the work to be done. If the general has done their job, there won't be any surprises. If the general wants the specialty contractor to design the work to be done, the general should be willing to pay for that design work. This done, everyone is then on the same page. Between building owners and contractors, T&M, or time and materials, is okay for small service type work, but those jobs should never run more than $2,500 to $3,000 between the general and the sub. I think a T&M job should be limited to jobs that take a half a day or less. Now, in this situation, the subcontractor is training his apprentice on the job to bring him to journeyman status. I'm all for that. Training is necessary. We all went through it, and it's how we pass our skill set to the next generation. We need more general and specialty contractors to get involved with apprenticeship training programs. The subcontractors is making an investment in the future of his company and this industry. But it's not right to ask the general to pay the bill for the apprenticeship training if they didn't agree to it ahead of time. The sub should have told the general that the time would include training time so the general could agree to it or insist on a fixed figure quote. Training should only happen on fixed figure jobs. The sub could include training in their fixed figure quote, or they could decide to absorb it as an investment. That's their decision. But at least the general would know what to expect. Don't ask another contractor to pay for your investment. You need to be fair in all your dealings. Thanks for watching, and may the profits be with you.